Flowers by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Spake full well in language quaint and olden, one who dwelleth by the castle Rhine, when he called the flowers so blue and golden, stars that in earth's firmament do shine. Stars they are, wherein we read our history as astrologers and seers of eld, yet not wrapped about with awful mystery like the burning stars which they beheld. Wondrous truths and manifold as wondrous God hath written in those stars above, but not less in the bright flowerlets under us stands the revelation of his love. Bright and glorious is that revelation, written all over this great world of ours, making evident our own creation in these stars of earth, these golden flowers. And the poet, faithful and far-seeing, sees alike in stars and flowers a part of the same self-same universal being which is throbbing in his brain and heart, gorgeous flowerets in the sunlight shining, blossoms flaunting in the eye of day, tremulous leaves with soft and silver lining, buds that open only to decay. Brilliant hopes, all woven in gorgeous tissues, flaunting gaily in the golden light. Large desires with most uncertain issues, tender wishes blossoming at night. These in flowers and men are more than seeming. Workings are they of the self-same powers, which the poet, in no idle dreaming, seeth in himself and in the flowers. Everywhere about us are they glowing, some like stars to tell us spring is born, others their blue eyes with tears o'erflowing stand like Ruth amid the golden corn, not alone in spring's armorial bearing and in summer's green emblazoned field, but in arms of brave old autumn's wearing in the center of his brazen shield. Not alone in meadows and green alleys on the mountaintop and by the brink of sequestered pools and woodland valleys where the slaves of nature stoop to drink. Not alone in her vast dome of glory, not on graves of bird and beast alone, but in old cathedrals high and hoary on the tombs of heroes carved in stone. In the cottage of the rudest peasant, in ancestral homes whose crumbling towers, speaking of the past unto the present, tell us of the ancient games of flowers. In all places, then, and in all seasons, flowers expand their light and soul-like wings, teaching us by most persuasive reasons how akin they are to human things. And with childlike, credulous affection, we behold their tender buds expand, emblems of our own great resurrection, emblems of the bright and better land. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.